Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody. You're now live with the Middleman on the Middleman Radio. This is Alan. And this is Kevin. What's happening, baby?
We're back. We're good. We're good. How about you, man?
Man, everything good, man. Old Donald Trump been brought us out of retirement, man. That's a doggone shame.
Yeah, amongst other things as well, too. But interesting things have been going on the last past couple of weeks since he has, I guess, been in office, man. What, 9 days now? 8, 9 days?
It's been 1 week already.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And
it's been 1 week, and he's been clowning pretty bad, man.
Well, the people elected him, I guess, you know. As we say, the Electoral College elected him. Yeah. But he's in office, man. You know, people have mixed feelings about him. But we will see. We will see how he airs out as the Commander-in-Chief of the United States. So it's going to be pretty interesting these next couple of weeks.
Yeah. Hold on 1 second, man. I thought I heard a knock at the door. Let me see if it's here. Who is this? This knock at the door. That me.
Now, y'all know y'all can't have the Middleman talk show without the Middleman. The middle man is in the house. What's going on, everybody? It's your man, Nick Eden, checking
What's
in.
That? Hey, do it one more time for me. It's the talk of the town.
We bringing that out of retirement, too?
What's up, world? You know how you go. What's up, world?
What's up, world? It's your man, Nick Eden.
I mean, man,
the talk of the town.
There we go. I had to hear it one last time. One good time. Not last time. One good time. But I'm happy that we're all back in here, and man, we appreciate everybody that's been supporting us. You know, man, I know we've been out for a while, and we've been getting a lot of our friends and supporters saying, "Hey, man, what's up with the show? What y'all gonna do? Y'all ain't doing right, man. Y'all need to come on back." And like the title said, don't call it a comeback. We've been here for years. We still around. Life just happened.
Yeah, we have, and you know, the Middleman brand is more than just a talk show. So, you know, Kevin, you know, has things that he is great at doing up under the Middleman brand. You know, myself, I have things that I do up under the Middleman brand. We just had to take a break sometime just to rejuvenate ourselves and get ourselves back going so we can, you know, bring that good Middleman talk that you guys love back to the airwaves.
Mm-hmm. And shout out to Jen. You know, I know she's somewhere in the world, probably swerving, hitting a couple of curves, and out there with the Atlanta Falcons fans out there, happy that they're probably gonna go to the Super Bowl and get beat. But I hate to say that because I hate the Patriots, but it's all good.
Hey, listen, man. If I got to choose between the Falcons and the Patriots, I'm going for the Patriots. Deflated balls and all.
Oh, man. See, only a Saint fan. Only a Saint fan, Al.
Yeah, I don't only think I can go for the Patriots, man. I'm going to have to go for the Dirty Birds on this one, man.
Yeah, that's going to happen. Sorry.
Well, Hey, man, we kind of short on time tonight, as y'all probably noticed. We normally would do an hour show tonight, but it's doing about 30 minutes, man. Get our legs back up under us, and you know what I'm saying, man? We appreciate y'all for tuning in, everybody on Facebook, everybody on our Facebook page, everybody that called in tonight. We do appreciate each and every one of you guys for tuning in with us, man. So tonight, it's While We Were Gone Part 2. Al, let them know what we're talking about, because it ain't no comeback. As I said before, we've been here for years.
Well, like Kevin said, tonight is a brief show. We're going to be talking about several topics briefly that has happened within the past year up until current news. If you definitely have a comment or something you would like to say, definitely dial the call-in number, which is 323-642-1386, and press the number one so we'll know you have a comment. If you're on the chat board, please leave your comments there, and we'll definitely get to them. But we have a few things that, you know, we wanted just to touch bases on. You know, we're definitely going to talk about Donald Trump, also the Blue Lives Matter bill briefly, and also the resisting arrest charge that you can possibly get down in the state of Louisiana, which possibly will be trickling over to other states. We definitely want to talk briefly about President Barack Obama's legacy. Also, the new edition biopic that just aired this week. We definitely want to try to get into that as well. If you have any other comments or topics you would definitely like the middleman to discuss, please place those in the chat room. And you never know, your show might be a topic one day.
That's right. And as normal, our email is still the same. We are themiddleman@gmail.com. If you want to hit us up, hit us up. If you want us to come out and host one of your shows, no, I'm just playing. But for real, if y'all want us to host a show, we'll come do it. The right type of money.
Right.
Our PayPal address is. we take PayPal, Western Union, Walmart,
take
Walmart.
Take all that. MoneyGram. Yeah.
We even got a little NetSpend card y'all can put it on. I'm just saying.
Matter of fact, hey, we'll take Bitcoins also.
So,
definitely. We'll
let's get right into it, man. We're short on time. I know we got a few topics that we definitely want to talk about, which probably going to take up the majority of the time. But we really want to, first of all, let's start talking about Donald Trump as president. As soon as he became president, he has been signing a lot of executive orders. And, of course, one of the first ones on day one was the repealing of the Affordable Care Act. Which can cause a lot of people to lose their current health care insurance. And even those who don't have insurance, it can make it a little bit harder for them to even try to get insurance. If you have not filed for Affordable Care Act insurance, the deadline is January 31st. That's the end of open enrollment. It will open back up in November of 2017 for those who do not have insurance. But the repeal of this order, I mean, we knew it was coming, because the Republicans have been wanting to try to repeal Affordable Care Act since President Obama put it in motion. So what have your guys thought about him, you know, repealing this health insurance that we just recently got for people who do not have it?
What's amazing to me is the fact that they don't have anything to replace it. They don't have anything that's cognitive to what's already there. So, majority of people were saying, hey, you know, he's just bluffing. He's not truly going to take it away. He's not going to do anything. So primarily, man, they voted for this man against Hillary Clinton for the fact that they thought he was just bluffing. He was just saying what he wanted to say. Because you recall, before the election, they had a piece saying, if I want to win the presidency, I will run as a Republican.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of people fed into that and thought that, okay, he's just going to be smoking mirrors. And,
right.
and everything, once he gets in, he's just going to do everything the opposite of what he's saying. But that's not the case.
Nick, do you have anything you want to say about that?
Actually,
okay, well, we'll move on to...
I believed it from the get-go. I think the problem is the people that didn't believe it were the people that didn't realize that Obamacare and the Affordable Care Act were the exact same thing. So middle America, you know, white working class said, oh, he's going to get rid of Obamacare. It's mighty funny because I remember a couple of years ago, Jimmy Kimmel did an experiment where he had people going out in the streets and he was asking them, hey, you know, what do you like more, the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare? And overwhelmingly, everyone who was not black all said, oh, well, we love the Affordable Care Act. We just hate Obamacare. And he's like, you do realize it's the same thing. And it's exactly what happened. I knew that if Donald Trump got in office, that was going to be the first thing that he did. I knew it.
Right.
You know, and the reality is, let's be honest, it's going to be reintroduced. Oh, and I want everybody to realize this. We're probably going to catch a year without it. It's going to be reintroduced under another name. It's going to be the exact same thing. Because what a lot of people don't realize is the I guess the bastardized version of it is based off of Mitt Romney's Romney Care that he did for Massachusetts.
Right.
So it's going to be the same thing. They just don't want to give President Obama credit for it. They don't want his legacy to be that he empowered America with affordable health care. That's the reality of it.
Correct. Yeah, correct, correct.
Hey, Jen walked in a little late. Let's make sure. Jen, what's up, Jen?
Hey, everybody. How are you doing?
Doing good.
Jen,
y'all.
Just late for no reason.
Look, I'm trying
that
to get
Falcons pep rally.
See, I had to get dinner prepared first. See, when you have a household, you got to, you know, what y'all talk about all the time, about the wifely, womanly duties.
Really?
I had to handle that first.
So we're going back to that.
Yeah, here we go. Well, first off, let's inform all of our viewers. A lot of changes have gone on since the last time you heard all the middlemen together. And, you know, all the middlemen, we all marriages now. So,
I'm married now.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that is true.
We all there. You know, Al's wife Slick scared the hell out of me the other night. I can't lie. Yeah, ain't no more single people on here.
I'm so glad. I can't wait to meet Al's wife because I want her to be the girl. Like, she can, like, I finally have, like, a girl to join my forces. So, like, I'm so excited about this.
That's so important.
Yes.
Wow.
It's so great.
Jen, you still out there on your own. I don't want to hear that.
Kevin's wife will join me in secret, but she can't tell nobody. So, you know, that's we'll just keep it that way. But I really wanted to chime in about the Affordable Care Act, that a lot of people don't realize that a lot of things are tied into the Affordable Care Act. In Georgia, we have something called Peach Care. And Peach Care, which is kind of like a discounted, like you can't afford to totally have Medicaid, but you have a discounted health insurance for children. That is tied to the Affordable Care Act. So a lot of people who have discounted insurance through things like Peach Care that is state-funded, that's through the Affordable Care Act, and those people are about to lose their insurance. This is serious. This is very, very serious that people need to pay close attention to. Medicaid, elderly people that have cancer. I have to have a medical procedure, and that medical procedure costs like $1,100 every time that I have it. Now, every time that I have, like, my insurance pays about 80-90% of it. If I didn't have insurance, what would I do? Like, what would I do?
Right.
And people who have chemotherapy, a chemotherapy session costs about over $1,000 per session. If you couldn't get insurance, then you're sentenced to die. And people need to pay attention to this and say something. People need to call their representative. I've been preaching this for years. Call your representative, call your legislator, call your everyone in your state and local government and find out how they feel about this. And if they do not feel in accordance to how you and your household agree with, vote their butts out.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely. That's right. I agree. So, I want to move on to the next thing, and this is something that's been talked about for the last couple of days, is the wall that Trump wants to put up. And, of course, he presented it to the president of Mexico, and, of course, he turned it down and did not even meet with him. And now $12 to $15 billion will be coming out of our pocket to potentially build up this
this wall. People in Flint, Michigan still do not have clean water, but we're talking about like we're about to build this wall now. So what are your thoughts on the border control, building this wall in Mexico?
Well, I think it reaches far further, just like with the Affordable Care Act, than people realize. There are a lot of things that we import from Mexico. We import food from Mexico. We import people who like to partake in the Patron. We'll be affected. Clothing. A lot of things are imported. And Mexico has made it very clear that if we impose any type of tariffs or anything, they're going to jack up the prices. And if you jack up the prices in Walmart, in stores, and grocery stores, but you don't want to raise our, the living wage, and you don't want to raise minimum wage,
right,
you're going to have people who can't afford to eat, people who can't afford clothing, people who can't afford things, and that's going to trickle down in our economy. It has lots and lots of effects, and just, I'm going to build this wall and we're going to pay for it. It affects lots of things in our everyday living.
Yeah. You know what I think disturbs me the most about it? I see some of the comments, and, you know, I think I've evolved over the years. I don't get upset with the comments that I see with some people on Facebook anymore. But I've seen several people say, well, you know, I would pay that, because it's basically supposed to boil down to $120 per American household. And they're like, oh, I would gladly pay that $120. Here's my question. If you would gladly pay that $120, let's look at the other things in the United States that can be done with $120 per household. Going back to what Jen was saying, we can completely change out the filtration system, not only in Flint, Michigan, but the entire state of Michigan, so you don't have to worry about that again. You could eradicate homelessness in the United States. You could have affordable housing in the United States. There are plenty of things that we can do, you know, that can be used at $120 from each American household, which I would gladly give. A wall, not so much. And once again, you know, middle class white, you know, middle America white working class, they voted for this guy on this thing, and he's made this so plainly obvious that he is attacking Mexico. And here's the thing, I vacation in Mexico. I love it. I'm not about to have my prices jacked up every time I go down there and then being pissed off at me because of this idiot. It makes absolutely no sense. It boggles me, and I've often wonder if either I'm just getting that much smarter as I get older or the world is getting that much more stupid that people can sit here and justify what this clown is doing, especially when 90% of his business is overseas in some form of fashion. All of his manufacturing is done overseas. He's talking about creating jobs in America. Why doesn't he open some factories here for his products?
We know why. He's saving money by going overseas and having factories over there. Because if you notice, he didn't, you know, when the bill that he signed to ban immigrants from coming into the United States, he didn't ban them.
It didn't
where
touch
his company
Egypt or Saudi Arabia. Exactly.
But
here's the thing. I'm no hypocrite. I'm not opposed to doing business overseas. I have products that are made overseas. I have, and in all that stuff he talks about China, I have several products that are made in China. And the reality is, yes, it is much cheaper than it is getting it produced here. And that's just smart business. But I'm not so much of a hypocrite that I'll criticize the rest of the country for doing it while I'm doing it myself. And that's the problem that I have with all of this.
Well, I have to tell the truth, and because the countries that are on the ban list, that's an old list. However, Obama and other presidents didn't ban those countries from coming in. They're on a watch list. And so that's where the list, he just took that same watch list and he said, okay, nobody's coming in. And he didn't evaluate it. And he's like a kid with a gun, you know, and he's wheeling this around and he didn't evaluate it. Today, what's disturbing is that he kicked the Joint Chief of Staff. This is a critical person that's in charge of security, in charge of our national security, is supposed to be involved. Today, they kicked the Joint Chief of Staff out of our national security meetings. Like, that's crazy. That's crazy. But I think the most important thing we need to pay attention to is, I don't think it's Trump. I think that they use him. I think we need to watch out for Mike Pence and all the secret silent people in his cabinet that are using him like a puppet to do their little things behind the scenes.
In reality,
I just want to say this right here.
to everybody that's listening to us right now, do y'all see the fire and the passion that y'all missed from us for a while? It feels so good to be back. It really does.
Yeah.
I know we showed on time, y'all. We showed on time. It's only so much we can give them tonight, Al. Y'all make sure y'all tune in to us on at 6 p.m. Eastern. That's on Sunday. We back. We're going to try to do better by y'all. We keep saying that. We will do better by y'all.
Yeah,
I know
we're
short on time, man, because we real short, man. We didn't touch a lot of the stuff that we wanted to touch, but a lot of these topics that we didn't get the chance to touch, believe me, we will be touching them soon. We want you to tell your friends out there to tune in to the Middleman Talk Show. Go back and check out our archive. We got shows for days, over 300-something shows sitting in our archive right now that you guys can go listen to. You hear the passion from Jim. You hear the passion from Nick. You hear the passion from Al. I'm laid back right now because I'm enjoying this. I'm like a fan listening to, watching my favorite team play right now. This is doing dance. That's all I had to say, Al. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, let's briefly get on to President Obama's legacy. I first want to say I appreciate him from being an image that, you know, our youth can look up to, and also an image that shows a connected family who support each other, who, you know, supports their children and, you know, wants the best for them, because that's how we are supposed to do within our families and in our communities at home. Jane and Nick, would you like to say anything about President Obama's legacy?
Ladies first.
Well, I think that when this started happening, like, this was coming to an end. Like, everybody laughed at me because I broke down and cried. I broke down and cried because I was there in the inauguration in 2009. And I saw this hope and this fury, and I participated in his campaign during the first election. And it was magical. And I think that the whole legacy of, you know, him being president and it being a manifestation of so many dreams and hopes and prayers of our ancestors and of our parents and of our grandparents that we all took part in. And I just, it's beautiful. And I think that no matter what they say or what they do, they can never take that away. He has an exemplary family. They're beautiful, beautiful wife, beautiful daughters. And no matter how much they try to tear him down, he's still shown. And I think that's the biggest part of his legacy. Yeah, we have health care and, you know, this and this and that. But just the mere fact of his presence and the manifestation of the dream of so many people. You know, we tell a story all the time. I remember the night that he was elected the first time, and my father, he cried. You know, seeing that and so many Americans, you know, that's his legacy.
Right. Nick?
I totally agree. I'd like to say this, though. I wasn't sad when it was over. I was relieved for him because of the pure hell he has caught in the last 8 years. And I think more than anything, I was disappointed as a whole with us as Black people, because I feel like we let him down. You know, we criticized him. We expected him to be the president of Black America. We expected him, you know, we expected all of this of him. And as a whole, not individually, but as a whole, we didn't rise up to really take advantage of the fact that for the first time in the history of this country, on the books, because we did have a Black president before we had George Washington, for the first time we had a Black face representing the country, and I feel like we kind of let him down.
Wow. Kevin?
I mean, I agree with everything that Nick and Jen said. For me personally, man, I feel like Nick, to a certain degree, I'm relieved because of all the hate, the hatred that they gave him, and, you know, how he was treated. But for me, just his legacy, it means more so seeing someone that looks like me, you know, get to the mountaintop. You know, regardless of what they were able to let him do and what he was able to do, you know, it was a beacon of hope and light and everything else for people that looked like me. I know some people may not agree with that statement, but I mean, it is what it is, because 40 something presidents before him were Caucasian, you know, and it is what it is. So to see someone with my type of skin complexion, the compassion that I have, the temperament that he showed up in office, the patience, I mean, it was a beautiful thing, man. It was beautiful all the way around. Yeah, now, I wish he could have done more with Congress and everything else, and got a lot more things accomplished. But just like Jackie Robinson, man, it was only so much they was gonna let him do.
Yeah,
that's just my comment.
Yeah. One last thing, I just want to add to that. I think when people get to the point where we are able to put our basic needs before our beliefs and personal opinions, I think we'll be better. You know, we all have to have food, clothing, water, shelter, and, you know, we all have to have love. So I think once those come to the forefront and people start to realize that, you know, all these other issues come second to those, I think we'll be better. But until then, you know, we just have to make sure that we put the people in office that need to be in office to support the people. Any final words? We got 3 minutes left.
Well, I know this much, man. You know, we're going to definitely be posting up some shows shortly. You know, we're going to make sure you guys are entertained and educated at the same time, and hopefully we can get educated by you guys, because as we always state on this show, we don't know everything. We're very opinionated. Hopefully that you guys can enjoy our opinions, and we can converse in a manner in which we can listen, you can learn, we can listen, we can learn. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, hopefully this experience, you know, with some of you that just listening to us or just tuning in or just getting on to the Middle Man Talk Show, hopefully this is an entertaining education, the whole spectrum, man, that you can enjoy this show.
Well, I just want to say I'm sorry for bringing my little one to work with me today. Pretty sure y'all heard her.
It's all good.
But, yeah. But, you know, I want to say we are back, first and foremost. But I want everybody listening and everyone who will listen to this on demand, I want you to look at yourself, take a good, long, hard look at yourself, look at 2017, and make it your best. That's the theme for this year. Make it your best. Here's the reality. We had trouble, and I'm not being funny when I say this, as blacks, as Latinos, as poor whites, we've had trouble getting the government to look out for us in the past. What we're about to go through for the next 4 years, you better get ready. And right now, the best thing to do is to get yourself set and in position to where no matter what's going on in Washington, you can still survive. No matter what. You know, make 2017 yours and beyond.
I totally agree with that. I totally agree. I think we should all have an emergency kit. This is really quick to everybody. You need to take enough money out of the bank. If something was to happen, you have enough money to move. If you had to go on the road or go on a trip or stay in a hotel, you have enough emergency cash on hand, because the money might not be in the banks. I'm just saying.
No, seriously. Really seriously. This is just the first week of the presidency.
But we're gonna touch some of this when we come back on the air. There's so much we want to talk to y'all about. Y'all just have no clue. Y'all have no clue. We've held this back for a long time. So I'm just going to forewarn some people. Y'all ain't going to be happy with the new KG. I'm just telling y'all that. So let's get it.
Oh, man.
All right.
That's hilarious.
Well, man, y'all, hey, share this show tonight. Pass it on to a friend. Hopefully y'all enjoyed this brief conversation with us. Tune in next time. We will be back.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
The middleman shouted, Big Crit shouted. Now I ain't sure what you was tuning in to, but pay attention to the real talk. What we here for, so take a listen time out, take a minute. Shout in and learn some, put your mind to grind the world, you destined to earn some. Linda, yeah, comment on what you hear. Let's figure out that master plan to put this thing in gear. Don't matter if you hood or you corporate, don't get you got a will to do way better than you were doing. Well, then you fortunate. Take a stand, stop complaining about what you ain't got. Hating on the next man, cause he was dying to wreck shop. Every Sunday, tune in, go live 6 p.m. BlogTalkRadio.com. The Middleman. Hey, what's happening? The Middleman. Hey, what's happening? The Middleman. Hey, what's happening? BlogTalkRadio.com.